USA Radio News.
North Korea is readying an imminent intercontinental ballistic missile test as U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to travel to South Korea this week. This, according to UPI and a South Korean national security advisor, U.S. and South Korean officials have warned in recent weeks that North Korea is also getting ready to conduct a nuclear weapon test. Biden will arrive in Seoul on Friday for a three-day visit. A former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty Wednesday to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. As part of the plea deal, Thomas Lane will have a count of aiding and abetting second-degree unintentional murder dismissed. The state is recommending a sentence of 3 years for Lane and has agreed to allow him to serve time in a federal prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
While protesters continue their siege at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court members over a leaked court opinion draft regarding abortion, Justice Clarence Thomas hit back against the elite media. Thomas, during a conference,
one of the things I'd say in response to the media is when they talk about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Tens of billions of dollars will be spent on supporting farmers, addressing the fertilizer supply crisis, and developing land for food production. According to the U.S. Treasury, the Asian Development Bank will contribute funds to feeding Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, and the African Development Bank will use $1.5 billion to assist 20 million African farmers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
For more than a week, the national average for gas has reached a record price each day, with Wednesday clocking in at $4.57 per gallon. That's 48 cents higher than a month ago and $1.43 more than last year. This driver told WJRT in Flint, Michigan, she's not sure how she can handle much more.
I'm on a fixed income, and this is really, really impacting me. I can't hardly go no place for the price of the gas.
The investigation into a China Eastern Airlines plane crash continues, and reports reveal the crash may have been intentional.
A Chinese plane crash that killed 132 people may have been an intentional nosedive. The China Eastern Alliance flight crashed into a mountain in South China back in March, killing 123 passengers and 9 crew members. A report in the Wall Street Journal says the probe into the crash indicates that someone in the cockpit had put the Boeing 737 into a near-vertical nosedive. Records show the plane was cruising at 29,000 feet before it suddenly plummeted into the side of a mountain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A British media outlet is reporting Cardinal Joseph Zen is scheduled to appear in court in Hong Kong on May 24th. Zen was arrested earlier this month under China's national security law, but was released on bail a day later. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.